It's Thursday of the Octave of Easter. Welcome to today's Paschal Cast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today the Roman station is at Santi Dodici Apostoli, the Basilica of the 12 Holy Apostles. The present decorations of the basilica result from the time of the return of the papacy to Rome after the Napoleonic occupation. The relics of St. James the Lesser and St. Philip can be venerated here. They were moved here a long time ago, but hidden away and then rediscovered when the work was being done in 1837. Relics of many saints were brought here in the 9th century to protect them from invaders. An inscription in the crypt says Pope Stephen IV in 886 walked barefoot from the catacombs to the church carrying relics on his shoulders. Other relics were brought here from the catacombs as they were discovered in the 1800s. Another delightful feature of this basilica is the tomb of Clement XIV, Papa Ganganelli, who suppressed the Jesuits in the 17th century. From Scott Hahn's Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises. From the letter to the Ephesians, this is a great mystery, I mean in reference to Christ and the Church. In the opening verses of John's final vision, the Church is described in two ways, as the holy city, the New Jerusalem, and as the beautiful bride of Christ. Paul tells us, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. As members of the Church, we are members of Christ's body through participation in the Eucharist. When God first made man, he formed the marital covenant. He caused Eve to come forth from Adam's side. When he saw her, Adam proclaimed her bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. At the beginning of time, God drew an image of what things would be like at the end. Adam and Eve became natural, physical, earthly signs of a supernatural, spiritual, heavenly reality. Jesus Christ and His Church. The Church is Christ's body just as Eve was Adam's. From Adam's side came forth one who was both body and bride. Eve, formed from his body, was bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Joined to him in marriage, she became one body with him. Similarly, from the side of Christ, pierced with a lance, came the Church, just as Eve came from Adam and was united with him as one body, so the Church comes from Christ and is united to him as one body. The Church is Christ's body, and as such is his bride. The Church is Christ's bride, and as such is his body. Question. As the bride of Christ, how can I deepen my intimacy with him? Lord Jesus, it is a privilege to be part of your Church. To know that, as the Church, we are your bride is a remarkable vision. Thank you, Lord. The Collect from Holy Mass in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray, O God, who dost make all nations, how diverse soever they be, to become one family in giving praise to thy name. Grant unto all them that are born again in the fountain of baptism to live ever in oneness of faith and godliness of works. Oremus, Deus qui diversitatem gensum in confessione tui nominis adunasti, da ut renatis fonte baptismatis una sit fides pensium et pietas actionem. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tego vivit et reinat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.